please, let's not beat about the British of the British.
Mm.
I want to be so rich that every time I cry, glasses of champagne that are holding my tears, and life is so good that when I want to be so rich. I want to be everything beyond the rich. I want to be Bill Gates rich, dying rich. I want to be if possible.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe expresses concern over what he described as a double standard in questioning the CPI's methodology, only when results are unfavorable to Zambia.
RBA calls for professionalism ahead of August polls.
In international news, Russia has taken over 1,000 Kenyans to Ukraine, intelligence report.
In sports news, Papa Queens beat 3-0 Botswana in the Hollywood Bet Kosafa Women's Championship 2025.
And now, Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekhai Masakala.
And I'm Chris Wanji.
Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has monitored recent stakeholder reactions to Zambia's 2025 Corruption Perceptions Index, CPI, results, and welcomes the interest shown by entities including the Ministry of Information and Media and the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC. However, TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe has expressed concern over what he describes as a double standard in questioning the CPI's methodology only when the results are unfavorable to Zambia. He noted that similar criticisms were not raised when Zambia's CPI score improved in 2023 and 2024, underscoring that the CPI is a global index produced by Transparency International, ranking 182 countries and territories based on public sector corruption levels from a scale of 0 to 100. He emphasized that the score is not based on a single report nor computed by TIZ. He clarified that the CPI results are not derived from the Financial Intelligence Center, FIC Trends Report, or any government document. Mr. Nyambe warned that suggesting Zambia's 2-point decline in the CPI is due to misleading local reports misinforms the public about how the index is calculated. To record that Zambia's score improvements for 4 points in 2023 and 2 points in 2024 were widely cited as evidence of progress in the anti-corruption fight. He said, despite this double standard, the CPI remains the main indicator of anti-corruption performance in the current 8th National Development Plan, and as well, Mr. Nyambe reminded stakeholders that the CPI is not an attack on the government, but a measure of progress for all anti-corruption efforts, including those by non-state actors.
Independent Broadcasting Authority IB Director General Webster Malindo has urged radio and television stations across Zambia to uphold high editorial standards and avoid disseminating misinformation. Speaking during a special interview on Power FM, Mr. Malindo appealed to journalists and media institutions to exercise caution when covering political campaigns to prevent being used as tools for disinformation. He emphasized the critical role broadcasters play in providing accurate and balanced information, highlighting that responsible journalism is essential for strengthening democracy and keeping the public well informed. Mr. Malindo advised media institutions to remain fair, objective, and professional, especially as the country prepares for the upcoming elections. He also warned that the rise of emerging technologies and the fast-paced media environment have increased the risk of misinformation more than ever before.
To media houses especially, is please continue being professional. We know you know the standards that you have to adhere to in your work, but particularly as we move towards the election period, we want to encourage you to be even more rigorous in terms of guarding against misinformation, disinformation. But also even as the political contenders themselves come on your platforms to sell their messages, their ideas to the voters, we want to encourage you to make sure that you remain balanced, fair, objective. You also fact check so that you know your platforms are not used for those who are selling political messages to misinform audiences.
In a related development, the IBA chief has emphasized the importance of diversity in broadcasting, stating that diversified content is vital for national development. During a courtesy visit to Powerhouse Media Group headquarters, Mr. Malindo expressed satisfaction with the institution's compliance levels. Meanwhile, Powerhouse Media Group Chief Executive Officer Mr. Kenny Tonga commended the authority for the official visit and reaffirmed his commitment to maintaining high compliance standards.
But other than that, part of the reason that I wouldn't say we have a lot of challenges is because as an institution, I think from inception, we've had very, very good rapport with IBA. So everyone is familiar, and you know, unlike other institutions that that we do business with, I think we've created relationships with people in the IBA. They've always kept the door open. I don't think we've had any form of challenges at all, DG.
Kawe Central Constituency Member of Parliament Grizos Sapiri has affirmed that the government will continue prioritizing local contractors when awarding projects under the Constituency Development Plan, CDF. Speaking at Clayton Park in Kawe during the handover ceremony of CDF grants, Mrs. Sapiri explained that this approach aims to keep funds within the community to stimulate local economic growth. She highlighted that employing local people to construct schools and clinics not only creates jobs for the youth, but also supports local suppliers. Mrs. Sapiri further urged the local authority to ensure local contractors receive priority in contract awards. A total of 71 clubs and cooperatives from Kawe Central Constituency were awarded CDF grants amounting to Youth, Sports and Arts Minister Elvis Nkandu has urged young people to take a leading role in shaping Zambia's development agenda, declaring that meaningful transformation can only be achieved through their direct involvement in decision-making processes. Speaking at the official launch of the European Union Youth Sounding Board, YSB, Mr. Nkandu said the new Dawn administration remains committed to providing tangible, sustainable solutions to challenges affecting young people, emphasizing that youth participation should extend beyond consultation to active engagement, including representation in international negotiations. He highlighted government efforts to expand platforms for youth participation since 2021, including nationwide consultations that inform the state of the youth report. He also referenced legislative reforms under Bill 7, now Act 13, which provide for youth representation in Parliament. In a symbolic challenge aimed at deepening international partnerships, Mr. Nkandu called on young Zambians to learn the anthems of partner institutions such as the European Union and the African Union, noting that mutual understanding must go beyond rhetoric.
So I think what we are witnessing today is a state that will now actualize that particular slogan. But there is no way we can be negotiating on your behalf to the United Nations unless you are there itself. So even as we negotiate with you, and you need to be part of a negotiating team, because you understand your challenges better than women do understand your challenges.
The launch marked a new chapter in Zambia-EU cooperation, building on a partnership that began in 1975. Meanwhile, European Union Ambassador to Zambia and COMESA, Karolina Stasiak, described the Youth Sounding Board as a structural shift towards embedding youth voices in development cooperation. She noted that nearly 70% of Zambia's population is under 30, with a median age of 18, compared to many European countries where the median age exceeds 40. In international news, more than 1,000 Kenyans have gone to fight for the Russian army in Ukraine, most of them checked into signing military contracts, according to an intelligence report presented to Kenya's parliament. Multiple media investigations, including one published earlier this month by AFP, have exposed how Russia has enticed men from African countries with promises of lucrative jobs, only to force them into fighting on the front line in Ukraine. A joint investigation by Kenya's National Intelligence Service and Directorate of Criminal Investigations presented in Parliament on Tuesday that the number of recruits from the country at over 1,000 far higher than the figure of around 200 given by authorities in December. But he said increased border enforcement at Nairobi's airport